This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here brought to you by Sewell Automotive. And we're kicking off a G-Bag Nation training camp edition of Ask Us Anything. It's very popular to ask former Cowboy Scout Brian Broaddus questions here. He is a Super Bowl winning scout, and his insights are brought to you by Bobcat of North Texas, built to tackle your toughest projects. He did give you an insider report that the Cowboys are pretty fired up about getting Anthony Barr because of what it's going to allow them to do with Parsons and Van Der Esch and make them multiple, give them deception and all that. But if you have other questions about the Cowboys, or to our nosebleed guys, Lucius Alexander's back in the Pimp Cup, ask him something. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. I'm not sure he has a mic, but we can do our best to get it answered for you. We start with the 228. With the way the defense is dominating in camp and adding more pieces, do you think they can carry the Cowboys to a championship even with a mediocre offense? Let's go around the table, boys, and we start with Brian. Yes or no?
Kind of feel like that, some teams have been able to win the Super Bowl with their defense and quarterback. You got one of the better quarterbacks in the league. So, sure, if in fact that they get it to where it's shut down, they get off the field on third down, scoring defense and all that, and then the offense finds a way to, like you're saying, get the running game going, maybe some control passing a little bit, maybe take a shot or two down the field. Yeah, if you can have a dominant defense, it's proven you can win a Super Bowl.
Man, it's so tough. I feel like they're top five capable right now, but the jump to defense so good we're going to carry a team to a Super Bowl, like how many teams have we really seen do that over the last two decades? Maybe a couple.
Well, you'd look at what didn't – when you – with Tampa beating Kansas City, right? Kansas City had a pretty potent offense at that time, and Tampa did a great job of holding them in check and winning that Super Bowl. I just go back in my mind. I start thinking about – in the history of the Bears, I think about the histories of the Ravens. There's
Bears, Ravens, Broncos.
Yeah, there's been Seattle.
Yeah,
there's been
Seattle.
There's been teams. There's been teams. I mean, that was Dan Quinn's team there at Seattle.
Some of those Patriot teams.
Yeah. I mean, they make a stop on the goal line, like you're saying. But I kind of feel like that, if you've got a quarterback, you don't have a bus driver quarterback. No, but if your defense is good enough, again, that's scoring defense, hold things in check. The turnovers, I don't know if the turnovers are going to be as prevalent as they were last year.
Be almost impossible.
But you know what? I have my feeling there are going to be some turnovers. I think pressure is going to be good from this defense.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how the coverage is. I think they can turn people over.
I would lean no. Personally, I think they'd still need to get some more from the offensive side of the ball. I think last year's 49ers were pretty close, where they really didn't get much on the offensive side of the football, and they were able to make it to the conference championship game. I mean, defensively, they really got hot at the end of the year, and they pretty much just utilized big plays from Deebo Samuel and a couple of big running plays here and there. But, I mean, they didn't score a single offensive touchdown. They go into Lambeau, they beat the Packers because they relied on their defense, right, and how poor the Packers special teams was. They relied on really two, three successful drives against the Cowboys, but their defense was able to keep them in the football game and secure the victory for them in that one against our Cowboys in Arlington. So, I just think ultimately, if you want to win a championship, you've got to be balanced, unless you have an all-time great defense like those 2000 Ravens or those 85 Bears, or even like the Seattle Seahawks were in 2013 when they were able to win it. I don't think it'll be good enough.
Giants won a championship playing great defense, though, right?
Against yes.
But
hey,
true. They were a wild card team at the time.
The defensive line, absolutely.
Yeah. When the best thing you do is force turnovers, you get into the playoffs, you start playing the best quarterbacks in the league that are not really turning the ball over very much. And so that you can be a really, really good team and even make a decent playoff run if you get a Garoppolo or one of these guys in the playoffs to show up. But eventually, you're just going to get stacked up on two or three bad A quarterbacks that are not just going to fall into stupid turnovers the same way you will against the Jalen Hurtses a couple times a year, Carson Wentzes, and Daniel Joneses.
214, who's the tallest out of all of you? That'd be Broadus. And then Chiafalo?
I think Chiafalo's taller than me.
No.
I'm 6'3".
I'm 6'2", so you're taller than me for sure.
Yeah.
4'6'9", is Jane single again? I don't know. You'll have to wait till the NFL Network does and ask us anything, I suppose. I haven't seen anything one way or the other.
I lean yes there, boys.
I lean yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about her business. Yep.
Okay, how many of you are willing to watch AEW All Out pay-per-view next month? I would be willing. I don't think I'm going to make a destination out of it.
Not interested.
Pro wrestling guys?
Oh,
pay-per-views?
No.
Okay, all right, at 877-881-1053. That sounds like strong denials from all of us.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anybody holding down the wrestling thing right now on our show.
Yeah, I'm a sports guy, you know. I can't speak to the other stuff.
Okay, how does the one technique guys look? Can they stop the run yet?
Absolutely they can. They did a great job. I mean, that's what Dan Quinn was talking about. He was really happy what he's seen so far from Bohanna. He's really happy. Like, he's talking about even running packages with Bohanna and Ridgeway on the field together. That way, and then with that linebacking core. So the defensive tackles, the ones, the threes, I think they've done a great job. Yesterday, I thought especially was a good day for them.
Brought us the 469's asking, what specific meat do you think it was that tore you up last night at the Korean barbecue? Do you think there was one? Was it one of those meats
that you felt a little nervous about? Like, Wolchuk and I started off with shrimp. Like, we were cooking our shrimp on our own cook in front of us thing.
Which we all agreed was a mistake, right?
It was a mistake. Okay. It was a mistake because I didn't put the sauce on it, because soy sauce is one of those things that gets me going. If you said, hey, how do you clear yourself? Just take some soy sauce and just show me the bottle. And it was part of my shrimp cooking, and I knew it. I knew as soon as it happened, I knew what the problem was.
Okay. How do you pronounce that? Soy sauce?
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
It sounded like some soy, right?
Soy sauce. Did I say it wrong again?
I think you're good. I think it's getting better. Anyway.
But you are confirming it was not the duck sauce.
Not duck sauce.
No, thank goodness it wasn't. That usually sits
pretty well with you. Generally. Dawson, back to you.
214, is Cole Beasley an option? Maybe. No, Cole Beasley's not an option. They don't like slot-only players. They want Cole Beasley getting in that slot. CeeDee Lamb getting in that slot area, making things happen. They want players who can actually catch it and then run for touchdowns. And they've been throwing it to a lot of dudes over the last 12 years who caught a lot of passes there in the middle of the field but couldn't do jack squat with it. Cole Beasley was one of them, and he did it at the highest level, I think.
I wonder if I can keep my Will Fuller hopes alive if he brings his dollar amount down, because Anthony Barr is not the prime example of availability.
No, but he certainly plays more than Will Fuller does.
He plays more than Will Fuller, but Broadus' guys are saying, hey, you get 8 to 10 games out of him, that's awesome. Like, you get roughly half the season out of him.
Hey, if they want 4 to 6 from Will Fuller, let's do this.
That's all you need. Let's get Michael Gallup back.
Hey, that's true.
Give me 4 games of Will Fuller. Yeah. He's going to give you 3 catches for 74 yards and a score.
I think if the availability thing matters the more you make, right? And maybe Anthony Barr at $2 million. If you can get Will Fuller at $2 or $3 million, that'd be a steal.
100%.
I'm with the 214. Bring Dez back.
Let's go. It is comeback season.
Really? Because I'm with the 817. Bring T.O. back.
Yeah.
He's looking shredded.
Who would be better right now?
Real quick, I asked one of my Gang of Sevens about T.Y. Hilton. People were asking me about him.
Okay.
And I said, the guys are saying, I think he still wants to play, but a lot of soft tissue injuries the last couple years. Not a 17-game player, needs to have a serious pitch count every day.
Well, let's get Hilton and Fuller. Between the two of them, we'll get it covered most days.
Perfect.
No, but seriously.
And Dez.
And I asked about Humphreys, too.
T.O. or Dez, who would play better right now? And I'm a Dez guy, and he's like 13 years younger than T.O. But I think T.O.'s been staying in shape.
Yeah.
I think I'd take T.O. right now.
I watched
now,
Dez working
old.
Out the other day, right?
Some Me too.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Was that rehab video he was doing?
I don't think so.
No,
I think he's been hurting a long time.
Yeah, I think he was getting after it. I think Dez keeps in good shape. I would go Dez there. I mean, the 10, 15-year difference between them?
Throw
minimum?
The X, baby.
I mean, if not more. I don't even know how old is T.O. 50 now? I don't know. 45?
Damn close.
Looks good.
Hey, happy 45th to Tom Brady today.
Leonard
Fournette got him a goat cake that said happy 100th birthday. 100th birthday.
What'd he say?
100th.
100th and soy sauce.
100th.
Hang out with the G-Bag Nation.
How's it pronounced, by the way, Gerald? Soy sauce?
Just soy.
Just soy.
Soy sauce.
It was a little so-y, I think, is kind of where you went there. It's
yeah,
all right.
I had a problem.
You get excited about it.
Just looking to clarify.
Oh, speaking of old kind of wide receivers, we saw Brandon Marshall for a few minutes today.
Hmm.
And me and Bobby were walking in to practice, and we saw just a giant human. And it was like, okay, this has to be – is this a former Cowboy just kind of showing up, hanging out? Because he's in street clothes.
Tag McKinley?
You could tell. Yeah, I mean, you can tell. It's like this is some type of current or former professional athlete. This is a giant, giant human. And from the back, I'm thinking that has to be one of these former defensive ends, man. Yeah, like this looks like an edge defender. We get closer and closer. I'm like, wow, this guy's a monster. He turns around and it's Brandon Marshall. And I'm going, oh my dear God. I mean, he's 6'4". You know, he's a big wide receiver, and maybe he's kind of bulked up because it's not like fat big for Brandon Marshall. It's like, dear God, this guy's been like bodybuilding big. Mm. I couldn't get over, right? I mean, weren't you surprised, Walchuk, when you saw him up
Monster.
Close?
Monster. Yeah. I was.
And he was wearing the Hoochie Daddies, and rightfully so.
He was.
Because that teardrop was... lurking.
Him and T.O. go right there in the matchup nightmare is just short of Megatron. As far as guys who you got no chance of finding any one guy on your team that can match up with him.
Yeah, I'm thinking these little corners that had to go up against him all his career and stuff like that. That dude looks
– his wives, like his girlfriends.
Yeah.
I mean, just brutal for a while there. No, I'm sorry. That's old stuff.
Can you tell
Why are we bringing up old stuff?
Can you tell me what you've seen so far from the Vanilla Gorilla, asks the 817,
Yeah,
Brian.
That's kind of where, you know, it's nothing very flashy or anything like that, but I felt like that the quickness has been from Hill, Osa, and then the power has been, we've seen Bohanna flash a little bit more. The thing with Ridgeway, though, we saw the thing where he got dumped on with him and Zach Martin got tied up a little bit, and he got dumped on one time there.
To be expected.
But overall, though, it's not one of those things where it's like totally, like, I haven't seen him just totally get washed out of plays. I mean, I felt like the inside, the ones and the threes have done a better job than the centers and the guards when they've gone up against each other.
I agree. Yeah, and honestly, we have not talked about Tyler Biadasz a lot, but I've seen improvement from Biadasz. I don't think he's getting...
It's less doughy. It's more strong.
Man, I just...
You are underwhelmed.
I just don't like what I've seen. And I kind of talk about with Tyler Smith and stuff like that.
He looks better with Smith in
there.
But I'm
just saying, how many times did we see, like, the penetration between the one or the three?
We did.
Wondered. And it's beating a scoop or a reach blocks and stuff like with quickness. And I'm going.
That's true. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is on Biadasz.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit on that center.
8-3-0. Do you think Witten gets into the Ring of Honor without having a championship?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, he'll be in there.
That's a no-brainer.
Witten and Romo probably going at the same time, if I had to guess.
9-4-0, Zach, what's this mystery girl's name?
Jade.
Tim. Jade?
Yep.
That's an interesting name. 817 wants to know why Bobby Belt's more interested in your love life than you are.
I've been wondering the same thing.
It is, man. Yeah. We talked about it at lunch today.
I'm not quite as in need as some make it out to be. I can hold my own, fellas. I got the number all by myself. I secured the date that's supposed to happen tomorrow all by myself. But I do love the... help from Bobby, and I've got to keep the, he's the greatest wingman thing going, or else I think his feelings are going to get hurt.
All righty. That's good team mating by you.
Yeah.
But Bobby has done a great job.
I think that's what it is. Ultimately, it's Bobby's own selfishness disguised as helping Walchuk. All he wants to do is sit down tomorrow morning on Sean and RJ at 8 o'clock Central Time and do his victory lap saying, that's right, I'm the best wingman of all time.
I made it happen. Yeah.
That's it. That's what he wants to do.
And Walchuk, you're willing to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Because it has been pretty good work.
He's done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And I love him for it.
All righty, guys. Thank you so much for all your questions. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow or the next day before we get out of here. We do have a lot of stuff planned here, including back in pads tomorrow.
Yes.
After a session today that left a lot of fans disappointed.
They knew walking in.
What they did is they wrote mock game instead of walkthrough. These fans, they know the NFL vernacular, and they saw mock game, and they're like, what's this? This has got to be pretty cool. It's not a walkthrough. So they show up, and by the time we pulled up today, I was like, this is not going to go well, because I heard an explanation of what the, quote, mock game was going to be, and Bobby Belt said it's the most boring thing ever. So when I saw the long line of cars going down Ventura Road, I was like, these fans are not going to be happy. As soon as we come down the path next to the field, they're like, what? They're not even in pads? And it continued. Like, Michael Gelkin of the Morning News, I think he's doing a piece talking with different fans who were like, what the hell? I took today off.
Yeah.
I saw mock game. I thought we were looking at some sort of a scrimmage. But really, the only thing that was real is them calling out the plays and then hustling up to the line of scrimmage to get set. I think they were just making sure the rookies knew all the plays and how to get set.
Yeah, I went across the field this morning, and I told the folks on the field one side, I said, you guys, if you can quickly get over to the other side, you're on the wrong side of the field. And they're like, what's? And I said, no, when these jugs machines are near you, they're going to work the opposite field. So everybody's like, no, we're trapped over here. So not only did people get trapped on the other side of the field, it was a mock game.
Yeah.
So there was really – and hopefully they got autographs.
If
that's the only thing. Hopefully they got autographs.
We're doing it as a PSA. So if you're coming out here, don't waste your time in a mock game. That means beach day or go to Disneyland.
Yeah, save it on Friday. Right. Come on Saturday for the full pads.
Okay, we got a Saturday full padded practice coming up. Okay, thanks so much. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Twin Peaks. And we're back to Crosstalk with the Get Right here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.